you know, whatever. This is just par for the course. I quit, guys.
Oh, no.
No, you can't. No, you can't. You have to tell us.
You got to do it.
I quit the... Wait, hold on. I'm quit.
No, come back. We'll pay you double.
It didn't work. It's like this.
Holy theater.
All right, welcome to the Rated NA podcast for a very special episode number 100.
100!
This is, of course, for the website nerdappropriate.com, where we talk about all things, whatever, all things.
We talk about all the things.
Yeah. All the things.
Yeah. Pretty much at this point, I think we've talked about everything at least once.
We've like, probably talked about a lot of things.
Every nook and every cranny and every crevasse, so to speak.
Yes.
And I think maybe it's appropriate to welcome all of our new listeners that may be tuning into us after our BioWare panel weekend extravaganza.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining on. This episode will be nothing pretty much like any of the other episodes we've done.
No, this is a special one.
It's a special one.
For those of you that are kind of wondering where Allie Hillis is, because we had announced earlier that she was going to be on episode 100. She had some legitimate family issues that she had to attend to, and she'll be on a future episode. She is a pal of ours, and you know, we wish her the best, so she'll be around.
So
we decided to be kind of self-indulgent and make the episode completely and utterly about us. So
it's a good follow-up for new listeners.
It's not self-indulgent. It's nostalgic.
It's reflective.
There you go. That's the way to put a positive spin on things, Hillary. Mm.
I try.
Let's do the rundown.
Yeah, so on today's podcast, we're just going to talk about what we've been doing. And then we've solicited a bunch of questions from our community. I guess it's like an Ask Us Anything kind of episode.
Yeah.
Sort of. Yeah.
I think we've only done this one other time before. And I think we did it on episode 50, which we were like, at the time, we were shocked about that one.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So now this is even more extreme. This is triple extreme.
Whoa. It's like some kind of like 90s skateboarding commercial or something. Radical.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Anyways, we have a bunch of questions. We're going to talk about the past 100 episodes and all the crazy shenanigans we've had. And it's going to be fun. So thank you to all of our new listeners. And if this is weird to you,
thank you to our old listeners as well.
Our old listeners, which we're going to hear a lot from in the question section. But I guess if this is weird to you, I would say start with episode 99. And then otherwise, thanks for hanging with us. So, Hillary, what's been going on?
So let's see. I've been working a lot and I've seen some things. Just kidding. So I've been playing BioShock Infinite, and it is infinitely awesome.
Oh, man, you planned that.
I totally did.
You have that written down on a post-it note.
What would you give it out of 14?
Out of 14, yeah. I would give it like 13.5.
That's incredible.
Gosh, perfect. That's pretty good.
That's high praise.
It is. It's kind of amazing. And if you have been listening to this podcast for a while, you'll know that I was pretty much the largest skeptic when it comes to placing the whole BioShock story in the air as opposed to the water. Mm-hmm. And I was proven wrong, man. It's so good. It is amazing. Yeah.
I would never refer to you as our largest skeptic.
No, I don't think so.
Well, I was on BioShock.
Sure. I think that was a joke about your size again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that sounded horrible. You always make it sound worse.
I am very tall. For anyone who hasn't met me, I am very tall.
Yes.
Yes.
She's at least 7 feet tall.
Then I wear the boots, which makes me like
stop the boots.
Yeah. Like sometimes when I see Hillary, I'll just see her shadow for quite a while. I'm like, what's coming this way? And I'll hear this like rumbling and I'll look up and be like,
I like that Ash is making this joke because it's like the meeting of the giants when the two of them get together.
Yeah.
The meeting of the giants.
Well, yeah, I actually show up a few minutes before the shadow shows up. I get there early, ahead of time.
Sometimes we talk about how we want to squash Scott.
That sounds creepy.
I don't know where this is going, guys.
I do.
Okay, so I'm gonna hand it off now. Ash, what are you doing?
Well, I've been working a lot, and I've been seeing some things. Is that what you say?
Yeah, that's what I say.
Okay, so yeah, no, I really have been working like a whole lot. I've been trying to get some stuff ready for after episode 100 on the Nerd Appropriate side. So we'll have some cool, exciting stuff eventually to reveal to you guys somewhere between episodes 101 and 201. So there are some things. There's some things coming up. As for me, I haven't really played too many games since PAX, which is kind of a bummer. I picked up Infinite. I haven't gotten a chance to play it yet, which kind of sucks. But I did get Don't Starve, and I've been kind of playing that on and off. Yeah. And I love it.
Play the shit out of it, man.
Don't Starve definitely isn't starving for awesomeness.
But let me ask you this. Does Don't Starve allow you to eat cake off of dead people?
Ooh.
Because you can do that in Bioshock.
I would not be surprised. There's very few things that you can't eat in Don't Starve. Mm-hmm. Since we're not going to actually talk about games a whole lot on this episode, I will say it's awesome. It's incredibly innovative. It forces you to think. Like you are trying to survive out in the wild. And of course, it's a really fantastical kind of Tim Burton-esque world. But you're going to actually use a lot of the same problem-solving skills I would imagine you would use in the wild. Like you're trying to manage, you know, your sanity, and you're trying to find food supply and not get poisoned and you know, and keep the lights on in the dark. And it's really, really fun and scary in its own way. Like once it starts to get dark, you really, really want to get back to the little base that you established and, you know, and survive the night and see what happens next. So it's all about exploration and fun and innovation, and it has a great sense of style. And I cannot recommend Don't Starve enough. I know it's like it's all the buzz right now, but it is really it's worth it because it's really pretty cool. It's on Steam right now, so it's for PC.
Cool.
Yeah, and it's incredible. Let's go to Matt next. Matt, what are you doing?
What? Doing thing now. we're all gonna make the joke, right? No, I've been still separated from my Xbox and my PC until I moved into my new abode. But I still have been playing a ton of NimbleQuest on my iPad. I'm in love with the game. It's a stupid, simple mechanic, and I continue to just sit there and play it endlessly for no reason whatsoever. But yeah, I think I talked about NimbleQuest before, didn't I, on 99?
I
remember.
Totes good.
It is super, super fun and really good. I also heard, this is totally not what we would normally talk about, but I, being back in Florida, I've been listening to the radio in the car a lot more, and I heard on Here and Now, which is like an NPR show, Sheryl Sandberg, who's the COO of Facebook, wrote a book called Lean In. Did you read this book, Hillary?
I'm a member. I'm a huge supporter of leanin.org.
I am like enthralled with this now. I hadn't really, you know, heard about it. I'd heard of leanin.org. I didn't know the entire mission or what it was really about. And when I heard her get interviewed on Here and Now, I started following up on it. I watched the TED Talk, and then I looked up the book on Amazon and bought it. And I'm like, I'm enthralled with this kind of movement and idea. But listening to her talk is amazing. It's she's kind of awesome and pretty inspiring. Yeah. So,
I love that you're reading that. That's awesome. I'm huge. I don't want to say I'm proud of you because that sounds weird, but
well, I mean,
it's
I work in the
weird.
I
be proud of
tech
people.
Industry. I work in the tech industry, and it's lopsided. You know, I mean, there's a lot of dude broism in the tech industry, and but I have to also say that the companies that I've worked for as of late, like Marvel and Showtime, are pretty diverse. We have a lot of my boss's boss and her boss are both female at Showtime, and half of the developers on the team are female. So
that's awesome.
And also we have Chinese and Chilean and people from all over. So I've always been on kind of diverse teams. It's weird to me that there are kind of this like all white dude broism thing going on in the tech industry, but it does exist in mass numbers. So it was just interesting to listen to her talk, and I highly recommend it. But yeah, I caught it on Here and Now, and now I've been following up on it everywhere else.
Cool.
Yay.
That's about it. Yeah, it's good stuff. Leanin.org. Everybody should look into it.
I agree.
Who's left? Scott? What did you do?
I have actually been working a lot. So I know that Hillary says that every week, but I've been super busy at work. But and usually after PAX, I like am unable to play like console games like in the capacity that I did before I went to PAX. It's almost
isn't that
like
weird. I'm the same way.
Yeah. So I've been taking a break from sort of the quote unquote hardcore games on the console. And I've been playing Don't Starve, and I've still been playing Girls Like Robots on iOS, which I can't say enough good things about because of its quirkiness. And I've been playing Paper Mario Sticker Star, which has gotten better. Once you like kind of figure out what's going on in the game, it's fun. And I like all of the Paper Mario games, so I think this one's a pretty good entry into the series. Not the best, but it's still fun to play, and I do enjoy the 3D effects. I do use them. So,
speaking of Girls Like Robots, we did have a Girls Like Robots sort of reenactment because the three of us guys went out with our wives to celebrate episode 100. And we had a big celebratory dinner, and there was a lot of like seat shuffling and like who likes who, and it was pretty much a reenactment of the game Girls Like Robots. So.
It kind of was.
Yeah.
Adventure seating arrangement genre. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Your wife was like, I don't like you. You're a nerd. And you're like, you're like, well, I like robots. It was great.
Yeah.
So you know what else is adventurous?
What's that?
When we turn it around and have the community ask us questions.
Whoa.
Boom.
Boom.
So fucking professional.
Nicely done.
This is why we pay you so much money. So much money.
So much.
Unlimited money.
We actually have to talk about that.
Yeah. So
I've run out of money.
I'm out, guys. I'm out.
Oh, no. Hillary, don't leave.
Not on 100.
We'll never be able to get
Foley. There's Foley going on. Hold on.
Hillary.
Was that Hillary walking away?
Yeah, she did Foley. It was amazing.
Here's her leaving the door.
Click, click, slam.
Slam.
Was that good?
That was good. So, Ash, why don't you explain what we're doing this week on the podcast?
Thank you. So this week we did something a little different. And like I said earlier, we haven't done anything like this in a very long time. Normally we ask you guys the questions and you answer them. But this week we said, well, hey, there's probably a lot of questions about us that remain unanswered. So why don't you guys ask us things you've kind of always wanted to know or things you're curious about or just questions that'll make us embarrass the fuck out of ourselves. And then we'll answer them. And do our best to be very honest with the answers. So we have a lot of questions ranging from obviously how we got started to you know, how much money we make doing it to all sorts of
thumb wars.
Yeah, to thumb wars. So there's all sorts of crazy stuff in here. So hang in there, and we will do our best, like I said, to be honest with our answers.
Yep. And a lot of our longtime listeners and supporters wrote in, so thank you so much for participating in this.
Yeah. Always thank
and
you
and putting up with our shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of our shit talking. You anyways. Fucking listeners.
Whoa.
Listening.
Whoa. Hey, whoa.
Listening
whoa.
To our podcast.
Wrong tone. It's the wrong tone.
God. Always listening.
Jesus. Just gonna keep
wow.
going.
So anyways, A Baker N7 asks, I guess it's not a question, but it's a statement. I would love to hear how the whole thing started. Equipment and how you organize everything, and yes, how you get such awesome guests.
I mean, it's a question. He just didn't put a question mark on it, and you got really. I mean, I guess it's a statement, but it's a question statement.
Yes.
No. It has an exclamation mark on it.
He's excited.
Okay.
It's a quest. It's definitely a question.
I'll still answer it. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's more than
a statement. We should break this one up. So, I mean, there are a lot of parts to this, and there's a lot of great questions in this question.
Okay, so how do we get started?
Let's start with how we got started. How about that?
Ash took me to Comic-Con, essentially. Not like on a date, but we went to Comic-Con. It was my first Comic-Con ever. And I was listening to a lot of podcasts, and I work on websites. And I came back, and I said, Ash, I think we've said this on the podcast before, but I vividly remember this. We were sitting in Baldwin Park, which is an area in Orlando.
Yeah.
And we were just like waiting for our wives to do something. I don't know, decide where to eat or something like that. Yeah. And I said, man, we were talking about video games. And I was like, we just need to do this. Like, let's just do this. Let's just do this as like a thing. We'll just, we'll record it and we'll write, you know, blogs and we'll just do it as a thing. And then I said I wanted Scott to do it too. And then the three of us kind of got together and actually talked about what it would be and not just some stupid idea that Ash and I had talked about.
Yeah.
And then it kind of blossomed from there. We had meetings at Scott's house, you know, late at night to figure out what we would call it and what it would be and how often we would do it and all that, right? I mean, am I leaving anything out?
Like in that same Comic-Con, I had gone to a panel where the cast of an old podcast that's not around anymore by the name of Feedback, they were talking about, you know, their show. And Emily from the Indoor Kids actually was one of their producers, which I didn't know at the time. And Abby Heppe was on the show Feedback. And I ran into her on the Comic-Con floor, which is weird because there's 100,000+ people there. And I ran into her, and I'm like the gushy, like run up to people and be like, I love you. You're awesome. So I did that to Abby Heppe, but she was really cool. And she started talking to me for a few minutes about, you know, I was like, I've always wanted to do a show like Feedback and talk about games. And she was just like, just fucking do it. There's no reason why you can't do it. And like, I mean, it wasn't like her necessarily giving me a pep talk, but I was like, oh, you don't need to like do anything really special. You just need to have a passion for whatever you're doing, and then something will eventually happen.
You just, so, you just need to buy a snowball mic and huddle around a dark encaved room.
Yeah.
So let's start. I guess that segues pretty well into equipment. We've changed a lot over the past couple years because we have been podcasting now for 2.5 years. So let's start with Generation One.
Okay.
Pre-Hillary.
The original podcast format is that we would set up a plastic folding table in Ash's den. Yep. And we would put a microphone on the table and we would sit around this darkened room and
talk into the microphone. It was a blue snowball microphone.
Yes.
Blue is the brand. But yeah, blue snowball.
And then
And then I had a MacBook and we'd record it right into GarageBand and I'd cut it up, and that was back in the day when I barely edited it and put it out. And that was Generation One, right?
Yeah.
And then, go ahead.
I was going to say, obviously, the whole getting started thing is the hardest because no matter what, you're not going to knock it out of the park in the beginning. Like every new podcast I listen to, because believe it or not, if you do have a podcast and you follow us on Twitter, I will listen to your podcast. I listen to podcasts all the time, but they always start off kind of a little rough around the edges because it is a learning experience and you do get a little bit more comfortable with having a microphone in your face after hours and hours and hours of doing it. So I think that's a big part of it as well.
So Generation Two, like the backstory, the origin story is that Matt and I have known each other for a very long time and we've played in bands. So I think at one point we realized that we actually had some microphones and a recording equipment and microphone cables. So we kind of started doing the same co-located table setup, except we would then set up like band microphones with a mixer and then like dump it all down into a MacBook, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, still a MacBook. It was still GarageBand.
Yep. And I think at that point, that actually became more difficult to co-locate, which is surprising when you consider like, oh, we're all in the same place. It should be totally awesome and natural. But
yeah, because I want to say, who was the first person we were going to have on that was remote?
The first remote interview we did was Ali Hillis.
And I think we were trying to figure out if we could do it on the podcast, and we could not, technically at the time, pull it off.
Yeah. And there was, do you guys remember there was a time where we would stream these live online and have people like chat with us as we did it.
Yeah, and like five people.
Yeah, five people would show up, and it was really challenging to get people to
really ambitious.
Yeah, it was hard to get people to show up at the time that we were recording because we would record at different times because of schedules and stuff like that. And then ultimately, we just went to a Skype format where we just record the Skype conversation and edit it and put shenanigans in, and that's how the sausage gets made. Yeah. Right?
Hold on.
Wait, I just thought of something.
Yeah.
I came on the show the first time to talk about cosplay, and I think we were talking about the Jessica Negri situation at PAX East last year. So it's been like a year.
Wow,
since I
really
first came on board. And
that's
just
right, yeah.
Yeah, and for you guys out there, I'm using a Yeti. It's my favorite mic in the world.
She's got a good mic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love my Yeti.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the other part of the question was how we organize everything. So we do a couple different things. The unexciting thing is when we have a new episode, we open up Google Docs and we dump everything into Google Docs and we kind of edit on the fly. So we'll have all the different sections. We'll have our news section. We'll have our reviews section. And believe it or not, we don't really put too many notes in there. The show is like pretty much 99% unscripted.
We certainly have no problem talking for 3 hours.
Yeah, exactly. So we just kind of wing everything. And sometimes we'll put links in when there's like a lot of, a lot of names or statistics or details. So we put links in so we don't get them wrong. But for the most part, we just put like a bare skeleton up that we kind of follow as we go through the show.
It used to not even be a skeleton. It was just this like blob of things. And our podcast would go for like 2.5 hours long. Yeah. And Scott would have to figure out how to edit those down. And it was all a nightmare. And eventually he made a skeleton. It was like, follow this or die. So yeah. We have like a strict skeleton of a podcast that we all read from now.
Exactly. I don't know if you guys noticed, but there are usually 7 items between news and reviews. That was a Scott rule. He goes, no more than 7 with exclamation points.
Yes. That's what I sound like, too. No more than 7.
No more.
And the last one is how we get such awesome guests, and that has to be left up to Ash.
Wow, this is weird to talk about.
Why don't we just say that we're nice and we ask?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. There's no secret to it. Like, I go to a lot of shows. I go to a lot of conventions. I have been, and I just figured this out the other day. I've been going to shows for like 20 years, which seems like a long time, but I guess it is a long time. And I meet a lot of people at those shows, and it's all just, being honest and telling people that you'd love to have them on, and then hopefully you can work with their schedule and get them on. So it's just about connecting with people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And then we're nice to them when we talk to them.
Hopefully.
I think we are. Yeah. We're pretty nice.
I think so.
Cool.
Well, let's move on to our next one.
Our next one's just a...
It's just a nice comment. We kind of sit in there to break things up.
Oh.
Yeah. So our next one is from Jen Jarvis, and she says, I have no words of wisdom, just thanks for awesomely entertaining 100 and wishes for at least 100 more. Thank you so much. She's been following us forever. For a couple years now. So thank you for sticking with us and always having awesome things to say. And hopefully we see you at Comic-Con this year.
Cool.
Yeah.
So Chris Jenkins at Quaglip, congrats on the amazing 100. You guys are super rad. Keep it up.
Yay.
So go ahead, Scott.
Okay. So Mylan Barrows says, for me, if you had to choose a mascot for your podcast, what would it be? Please say Centaur.
Oh, man. That's her mascot.
Yeah, it's not ours.
So I would say a chimera.
Really?
Nice.
Because those are awesome.
I'm going to go with something easy just because I'm a fan of wolves, and I'd say I would like a wolf. And plus, we always look at pictures of Stoli because Stoli is Hillary's dog, and Stoli looks like a wolf, so I kind of feel like we have a wolf mascot already.
Ooh, yeah.
Cool. We're like House Stark.
Yeah.
Scott?
When you said chimera, the first thing I thought of was many faces from He-Man. So I'm going to choose that as our mascot.
There you go.
Because he has many faces.
That's awesome.
Yeah, many faces is awesome.
What would our mascot be? I'm like looking around the room as
Rapid
if I have
fire.
Stuff
Just
hanging
something.
Off. I don't know. All I see in front of me is the Starbucks mascot, so...
Hey, I like that.
I'd choose Scott as a merman.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Scott as a merman.
That's a callback, you guys.
Yeah, definitely Scott.
In honor of Mylan's sister. So.
Absolutely.
All right.
So Carlo at Platinum Fist asks, right? That's the next one.
Yep.
Asks top catchphrases from the first 100. And I know his name starts with a K, but the Naquato reminds me of, and he has a drawing, he or not a drawing, but a picture he did of actual Quado, guy from,
and that's that is exactly what we channel, I think, in the Quado. Is Quado from
there is talks of a possible shirt or something of that sort at some point.
What? A Quado shirt? I think
it'd be amazing. So what are our catchphrases? Do we have catchphrases?
This one's hard.
Hillary, do you have any catchphrases you can think of?
I think I have a couple.
What are your catchphrases?
I have a few. Let's see. Oh no.
It's only when I'm like excessively vulgar.
No, and lately I've had one, but I don't think it's ever made it into the podcast. And it doesn't really make any sense at all for anyone. I probably shouldn't do it. Never mind.
Excellent. Better left unstated.
I have to say all right, right?
Yeah, yeah. All right's definitely yours.
All right.
I mean, mine would just be like a random dong joke thrown in there someplace. So I don't. It's not really a catchphrase, but it's more of like a theme.
We used to. So the one we had though going in the Wayback Machine was "Wives Ruin Lives."
Oh yeah, we did say that a lot.
But then we
got a wife on the podcast.
We got a podcast.
Yes, you did.
Scolds us.
We changed. There's an alternate though. It's "Wives and Rich Lives." Is
"Wives
and
Rich Lives." Yeah. So that's the old.
Oh,
stuff.
I like that one.
Yeah.
I just have to say. Yeah.
That's a good one. Those are going on the stickers.
I just have to say.
Yeah.
I thought it was, I would just like to say.
Yeah, huh? Yeah. I just like to say, I don't know. It's the same intonation. You can mix up the words how you'd like.
All right. Next is our buddy, Robert Freemering. And he says, what's your earliest geeky memory? That's a really good question. What's your earliest geeky memory?
I have a good one for this. I don't know if it's the earliest one, but it's a good one. To get in the way back machine, Matt and I've known each other since middle school, and we figured out one day that if you do not get your permission slip signed to go on a field trip, that you can just stay at school and do whatever you want. So
you get put in like the biggest room in middle school, and they're just like, we don't know what to do with these 30 people who couldn't get the permission slip signed. So we just sat in a room together. It was amazing.
Yeah. So we tried once to bring our vampire, the Eternal Struggle.
We did Werewolf.
Oh, because we were playing a couple of those World of Darkness games. Yeah. And
it was Rage because you could play one-on-one with Rage. It was easier.
Yeah, and wow. I think our supervisors, which were the geography teachers that hated you, thought we were like satanic or something. So
I swear we got to do it twice, and then they caught on. On the second time, they were like, what is happening here? Because it kept being you and me.
Yeah, we did bring Spellfire to our middle school as well.
We did.
That's
incredible.
So that's my geeky memory.
Wow. I remember when you started bringing Spellfire to school, and like, I remember lunch one day, like none of you guys were around. And I was like, what is going on? And everybody's like, oh, they were in, I forget which room it was. And I go to this room, and there's like 10 kids in this room watching like four people play Spellfire.
Dude,
and then like switching out and playing and stuff. It was the weirdest experience.
It caught on like wildfire, dude.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy. You know what I realized today? Magic came out in 93.
Wow.
That's insane.
That is insane. Anyways, totally crazy. Matt, are you sharing his answer?
Well, I mean, I can say one as well. I have a good one. When I was super, super young, when I was like 3, 4, 5, like that age, my brother had a ton of G.I. Joes. And he and I would sit in the backyard and construct these huge like war scenes in the backyard where we'd have like string going from the tree to the fence, and we'd like zip line G.I. Joe guys down it while we were driving the cars around. And like, he got me way into G.I. Joe. I was a gigantic G.I. Joe fan when I was little, and it was mostly because of him, but that was my earliest like nerdy kind of memory.
That's awesome.
Of playing with toys and stuff.
That's very cool. Hillary, you want to go?
Yeah, I was just thinking. So probably my earliest one would be playing Pitfall on Atari with my dad. And nice. I remember I was like really, really little because I can barely, you know, it's like really fuzzy, like like the outside of it is like almost like burned away because it's so old. I think that's probably my earliest. But I also remember watching all of the Star Wars movies every day and actually like saying the lines along with every actor
that's
in
incredible.
Every scene.
Nice.
So, and I just realized that all my memories are alone.
Alone.
Except my dad was there for the Atari, so I guess that's good.
Awesome. That's a good memory.
It is a good memory.
How about you, Ash?
I was, I think, six. And I remember I lived on an island when I was a kid, and I had like a couple kids in my neighborhood. Yeah, so I lived on an island when I was a kid, and I had a couple kids in my neighborhood that were super nerdy, and I was super nerdy too. I had already been like reading comic books for as long as I could read, just because I always liked the pictures and stuff. But my earliest memory of like me realizing that I'm a super, super fucking nerd was it was when Garbage Pail Kids were like all the rage. And, and little kids were like collecting them, and like they were super racy, and I thought the pictures were really cool. And I remember I traded like a big stack of Garbage Pail Kids for my neighbor Chris's first edition monster manual from Dungeons and Dragons. And I was like, I don't know, 6 or 7 years old, and I got this monster manual, and I brought it home, and I started using it as a coloring book. And I like, because it has all the monsters in it, and I would like, you know, try and read about the monsters, but like, how the fuck do you read what a gibberling Malthor is when you're six? Like, I didn't really know what anything was. So I would color in this coloring book, and I actually still have it. I still have it on my bookshelf right now. And I love that book, and I love that memory, just because it's so weird.
I love it too. You've shown it to me, and it's amazing. You clearly won out in that trade.
I did.
It's amazing.
Incredible. It's cool. Yeah, it's all. I was a pretty good colorer too.
Yeah.
I colored in between the lines and everything.
You are an artist.
Yeah. All right.
So Evil Mech Meru asks, what is your favorite podcast related memory from the past 2 years? So do we keep this strictly to podcast related or just related to the site?
I'd say podcast related, right?
Okay. Who wants to go first?
Podcast related memory.
Hillary has a shorter list of memories to pull from, so she can go first.
Wow. Well, the thing is, the one memory that comes to mind is actually in combination with Reset Transmission when we did our wife swap.
Oh, yeah.
And received the notes for that podcast, because Ash and I actually went to that one. And there was something that was pretty hilarious in the show notes, this thing called a P-mate. And it's actually a device that allows women to pee while standing.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, a P-mate. So that's the one that comes to mind. Because I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I think I was like maybe just like 2 or 3 episodes in on Nerd Appropriate. And they're like, yeah, so you're going to go over to this other podcast.
Yeah.
And then you're going to talk about like,
I do remember that.
Devices.
Put your right to work.
That was good, yeah. Welcome to the show. Now let's go talk about pissing.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. That was great.
That was a good one.
It's such a hard question.
I've got one.
Okay.
Okay, so back when we thought that we could take our talents to video and we were doing these live, we had a guest on. We had Chris Bromby on from
shit.
To talk about the Tron game that they were making, right? Do you remember this?
Yeah.
So for whatever reason, we thought it'd be awesome to have a bunch of glow sticks. And at one point during the broadcast, we turned off all the lights in the room and then just like hooked up all of these like glow sticks and started like doing the podcast in the dark. With glow sticks.
It was a horrible idea.
That I think that image is still somewhere out there. It may have become the podcast art.
It's the image for the podcast art.
That was totally, I'm going to take credit for that awesome idea.
Yeah.
Because I remember I found a bag at like the dollar store.
They looked like they were from 1982.
Shitty. Yeah, they were the shittiest. It was like a whole bag of glow bracelets. I'm like, fuck, I can buy all of these for like $5 and we can just have this crazy like
like a rave podcast.
Oh, it was amazing. Yeah, I totally forgot about that episode.
But he was like, Chris was like building things out of the glow sticks and we were wearing them around our necks and like faces. Yeah. It was so weird.
Yeah, he never asked to come on again after that episode.
No, he didn't. Nope.
Yeah, he was like, not doing that. Man, this is hard, guys.
I'm trying to think of a specific memory. One of my favorite things early on was because we used to try to have friends on. We'd have friends that would just kind of come on the podcast on occasion, and sometimes we'd have people on because they did a certain thing and we were going to talk to them about that thing. And like, you guys would always like, we'd be in the middle, like, be like, all right, and here's this, you know, person X is on, And then Scott and Ash would just like sit back and get on their phones. And it was just like the mat hour of interviewing this guy for 45, like whoever it is. And I'm just like, oh God, I don't have anything to talk about. What are we going to talk about? And then I'm like trying to pull questions out. And then every once in a while, Ash would just be like, huh? Oh, yeah, yeah, totally. Head back down. And I was like, murder everyone on this podcast.
It's amazing we do better when we're not co-located.
Yeah. That was always really funny to me. I felt like it was like an internal funny more than an external funny, but it was funny to me.
I think for me, my favorite podcast related memory is probably, I don't have a specific exact moment, but somewhere in like the mid 50s, I had this
when
like,
I came on board.
Yeah. Well, right after Hillary came on board, I started like listening and I would like be like, I would listen to our own podcast because I do that on occasion, and I'd be like, wow, you know, this is actually, I mean, it's kind of, it sounds egotistical, but I'm like, we're actually not horrible at this anymore. Somewhere in the mid 50s, I was like, this isn't okay podcast. Like, this, like I can actually tell people about this now and not be like, yeah, I do this other thing and it's really fucking embarrassing. Now I'm like, I do this thing and it's awesome. And so I think that was somewhere in the mid 50s that happened. So that felt pretty good.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah. Is that everyone?
That is, I think.
I think I do have to agree with you that I think episode 50 was pretty much like a really special episode where we kind of like went all out for it, and I think ever since then things have been on the up and up.
I do kind of turned the corner, if you will.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. Yeah. So Jacques Major at CatJack 1997 says, are you planning to update the iTunes description to include Hillary Heskett or mention that there's a girl on the podcast?
No.
No. So Justin Banks at Midtown 583 asks, Thumb War. Oh, okay, I'm just kidding.
Jerks. See what I have to put up with, people?
Oh my gosh. We're so terrible to you.
I know.
The thing is, here's the truth about this. Or not the truth, but here's my truth about this, I guess. I don't know. I did not even remember writing that description until we did the BioWare stuff. And a lot of things happened in the background for that stuff to happen. And I was moving the feed around and I was fixing stuff. And I looked at the feed for like the first time in forever, like the actual code that goes into the feed. And I was like, why does it just say three guys talking about stuff they like? And I thought about fixing it right then, and then I was like, I don't know. I was tired. I didn't know what to write, and I didn't really write anything. But that's my only excuse, is that it's honestly something we wrote literally 2.5 years ago and have not since looked at since. But
yeah, iTunes kind of like a fire and forget weapon. You just kind of like put it up and be like, all right, because they don't give you any fucking analytics or anything, so there's no point in even like looking at it.
Yeah, yeah, there's no feedback from it. There's nothing like, you know, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but it'll be fixed. We promise. We will add her officially to the podcast.
And we're going
to
like put her name in all caps and be like, we're huge fans of her.
So that's probably a catchphrase, right? Huge. She's a huge fan.
Huge fan.
Oh, no. Do you know that I actually have scars about that? Because when I was in sixth grade, we all did awards for each other. And I was like, hey, guys, I like Star Wars. That should be my award. I'm a huge Star Wars fan. And then, like, because I was one of the tallest kids in class, because, you know, girls grow faster than boys. Mm-hmm. They were like, we're going to call you the tallest Star Wars fan ever.
Oh,
and it was totally mean.
Oh,
yeah.
Boys are mean.
No.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry.
There you have it.
We are
it's
mean.
Just following me my whole life.
I'm sorry from middle school, Matt, to you.
Yeah, for sure.
He would have made a crappy joke like that, too.
Yeah, probably.
So Justin Bakes at Midtown 583 says, Thumb War, who wins? Ash versus Hillary, round one.
Hillary.
Yeah, I'm better with my fingers.
Whoa.
Oh, gross.
That was not.
Hey,
moving on.
Round two, Matt versus Scott. I would say Scott has, I feel like Scott's more ambidextrous.
Have
than
we ever, I've wrestled in high school. Does that count for anything?
It's true. You did.
For thumb wrestling? Does that translate those skills?
Yeah. Okay. Probably.
Scott wins.
So then Scott versus Hillary.
Oh, man.
I feel like Hillary would win.
It's like there you go.
David versus Goliath.
Yeah, it's the reach.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So yeah. Hillary is the ultimate thumb war champion.
There you go.
Dude, I am.
Congratulations.
Cool. And I think with that, we're going to take a short break and then come back with more reflections and reminiscing on this very special episode 100.
This is lightning. 100 episodes? Right.
All right, to bring us back, I wanted to ask you guys a couple questions.
Uh-oh.
Does the date November 17th, 2010 mean anything to anybody?
November 17th, 2010.
Is that when we...
No, it does not.
...did our... published our first podcast?
That was episode number one going nice. On the website.
Incredible.
Can you guess what we talked about?
Oh, I remember.
I remember this.
We talked about X-Men Destiny or whatever that was. And
Vanquish.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't Mass 2, was it? Did we talk about Mass 2?
No. Mass 2 was a little few episodes later.
We must have talked about Alison Brie.
I mean, maybe we did. It's not in the notes. I'd have to listen.
Man, that's all I remember.
Uncanny X-Force number one.
Oh, man. Comics. Back when we used to talk about comics.
Yeah.
Yeah. And D&D Essentials when that came out, the red box.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
man.
Nice.
It's crazy. So,
question number two.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Does the date April 23rd, 2012 mean anything to you?
April 2012. That was not too long ago.
Is that when you guys went to PAX for the first time?
PAX was in April. Was Easter last year.
Well, that was Hillary's episode, right?
That was Hillary's first episode. Rated A number 56.
Yay!
The Hilliversary.
Can you think of what we talked about then?
Jess Kanigri.
Was it?
Did was we it?
Talk about Kanigri?
Like we did.
We talked about Crabcat, and we talked about Rhea Grant and The Witcher 2.
Mm. Okay.
Fez and Reset Transmission. And Comic-Con Episode 4, A Fan's Hope.
Oh.
Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we obviously talked about Hillary's secrets because we had her on as a guest.
Secrets.
You were a guest, Hillary. Isn't that gross?
No, it's weird. It's weird being on that side of the mic.
You weren't actually officially on. You were on the first episode you were on was 56. You were not officially on until 58. I think you skipped an episode.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah, let me see. Let me make sure of that.
I feel like I talk to you guys a lot because we play.
Oh, no. You were back on 57. Never mind.
Yeah.
And then I never left.
You never left.
There's a question about her later that I want to save my comments for.
Okay.
Oh, no.
They're good. Don't worry. They're positive.
You know, tomorrow's my birthday.
I did. I was going to say something.
Good. Be nice to me.
We will.
Okay.
And for everybody out there, happy birthday, Commander Shepard.
That too. That's today.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, those are good questions, man. It's crazy. Yeah. You looked up the secrets of the past.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The legends of the Hidden Temple, if you will.
All right. So we have another listener question. And this one's from Mylin.
Well, it's from Sean via Mylin.
Oh, yeah. It's from Sean via Mylin. And Sean asks, if you were in a plane wreck, who gets eaten first?
Look, guys, I'm just going to volunteer myself because I think I have the most meat on my body for everybody to eat. So Scott's too short. Ash is too thin. Hillary's too thin. So it's me. You know,
wow.
I get it. It's fine. I understand.
I think Scott's
logic
meat would be more tender.
Whoa.
Because you massage him more.
Whoa. Did I ever tell you guys a story about the flight I was on where I had to have emergency landing?
No.
Oh, this is a good one. I'll just keep it short. So I was on a flight back from Chicago, and I listened. It was a United flight. So you listen to Channel 9 so you can hear the pilot talk to the different air traffic control towers. So that's what I do because I really like flying. And I was listening to them have their normal check-ins and whatnot. And all of a sudden, I hear screaming. And I'm like, that's not good. And the whole feed drops, which is also not good. All of a sudden, the plane dips down. Like, and I'm not even like, dips is not even like the right word. Like, dives down. Like, so much so that like stuff's like falling out of things and tripping. And there was no warning. I look up and there's because I'm sitting in the window seat. I see the bottom of a plane over me.
What? Whoa.
Yeah. The oxygen things drop, like super, super scary. I'm looking around, everybody's screaming, crying, and I'm completely stoic. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking around like I'm complete shock. I see like toddlers and people with children. And, you know, normally I think a nice person would be like, I will do what I can to get these children off the plane. I did not think that. I was like, I will trample every single person on this plane to get off this jet right now. Like, I will trample. I don't care who. And then I realized I'm not a hero. Yeah. So in a plane wreck, don't expect me to fight for anybody but me.
Wow.
Wow.
So Hillary's going to eat you, Matt. I hope that's
cool. Fine. I already said it's cool.
All right. You're done.
That's way scarier than my story. I was
You're
gonna
all
say
delicious.
When we were coming back from... What?
It's like The Walking Dead. You guys made fun of me for being a survivalist.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm.
Stealing that's food true. And killing people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Okay, Matt, you had a story.
It's not as good. I mean, it's almost pointless now.
Do it.
That was the craziest story about planes. I don't. You can't beat that.
I still fly.
Yeah. Well, you kind of have to, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I'm not going to, like, paddle my way to Sweden.
Although, that would be amazing.
Anyway.
So, yeah, that's who we'd eat. I think we'd just all, like... I think you know what we should do? We should all just sit in a circle and eat each other.
Hold on. I really like that Ash brought that back with a really normal tone. Like, so, yeah, I guess that's who we'd eat. All right. Moving on.
I really just thought you were going to read the next question, but you really just kept talking about eating one another.
Yeah.
It was a fascinating question.
Okay.
So next, another one from Jacques Major, if I will.
Jacques Major.
Why did you expand the hosting makeup to include Hillary Heskett? Shapiro.
One L, two T's.
Fantastic decision, by the way. Gushing like a fanboy was the hashtag.
All right, so I'll start off with this one because
it was you might as well.
Well, I mean, here's how it happened. I met Hillary a long time ago at Comic-Con, really briefly. She probably doesn't even remember because I was just there, you know, as a fan, and she was working the BioWare base and running around, and I don't remember what she said, but she was very polite, and it stuck with me. And then I met her online somehow. I don't know. Why did you originally message me, Hillary? I don't think I've ever asked you this.
No, because I think when I was at Crabcat, we did some stuff through you guys. I remember Holly had an interview, and I think, I was kind of in charge of PR, I guess. So everything kind of went through the three of us, me, Jessica, and Holly. So that's my first exposure to you in a working sense. Okay. I know that you and I had met at a con. It was probably Comic-Con. And it was a crazy Comic-Con. Anyway, and then actually you and I started playing multiplayer online because we'd become friends on Xbox.
Somehow.
And then, I don't know the actual technical how that happened, but we were on each other's friends list and both playing multiplayer. Uh-huh. And I think we just started playing games together. And then I remember I was in a group and I was going to be on another show called Tech Radio that I'm on every once in a while. And and then you said, I didn't realize that you did that. Do you want to come on our show sometime? And I'm like, yeah, I totally would. And that's kind of how it all happened, I think.
Yeah. I think the decision to have you on as a permanent member was really
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
it was weird because I actually remember this. I was sitting on my couch and I had listened to the episode before we aired it. And I was like, wow, you fit in really well with us. Like there was very little weirdness even on your first episode. Like it felt like you were pretty comfortable. And I was like, hey, we really enjoyed having you. Like, you know, anytime you want to come back on, let me know. And then you said sure, I'll come on anytime. And I was like, anytime. And then you came on the next episode, and then after the next episode I was like, yeah, that was really fun, like anytime you want to come back on. And you were like, I could come back on every week.
I think I did close you on that.
Yeah, and I was like, fuck, sure. I'm like, let me see if these guys like you.
I'll the jury's out with Matt.
A moment of true honesty. I don't think we were ever actually asked.
I didn't ask.
No, you didn't. Aww. I think it hit four episodes in, and Scott and I were like, I guess she's just going to be on all the time.
Yeah, I was totally cool with it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was fine with it. I didn't mind at all. I thought it added a lot to the podcast. It just was really funny. It was like the first one was like, oh, cool. And the second one was like, oh, she's back. And the third one was like, so is she just going to be on? Is that what's going on, Scott? And he's like,
she ever
no, Ash hasn't said anything.
Okay. And it all seemed perfectly normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
We talk about a lot of things.
Except when I talk about Halo. Then Matt's like, why is she on this podcast?
Wow.
No.
That was a low point for us, I think.
It was.
Not at all.
That part of the
See, what's funny is that in the beginning, it used to be kind of like faux drama, right? Like, yeah. Like you would kind of like purposely take a counterpoint so we would have something to talk about on occasion. Yeah. And then it became like, then we realized that we really just have differing opinions on things. And there's no reason to fake anything. We can just keep talking as we talk. But that's what makes it good. That's what makes it interesting, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's cool that we all have our own kind of departments, I guess, or like, yeah, we all kind of love our own stuff. And so it's cool when we get together and, you know, I don't play a whole lot of mobile games, but I'm really interested in hearing more about it. So when I hear about that stuff, I'm like, oh, wow, that's fantastic. Or, you know, something like super techie that, you know, maybe I don't know as much as Matt, or, you know, if there's a game that, you know, like a platformer, which is Ash's favorite.
Yeah. Ash.
He's playing. Yeah, just kidding. No, but I think it's cool that we have our own kind of genre love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
It's good when we come together and bond over it. It's good stuff. And arguing is cool. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all. As long as it's like remotely civil. And I think most of the time we keep it mostly civil.
Except for the Halo discussion.
Yeah, well, that was like radio gold.
Yeah.
It really was.
It was pretty good.
Because you put in the cool music.
It was necessary.
Yeah.
Jacques had some more questions.
Yeah, yeah.
Jacques says, you've reached a pretty big milestone for podcasting, meaning episode 100. Why do episode 101? And if we weren't doing a podcast and a website, what would we be spending that time doing?
First of all, you can read this question in two ways.
Okay.
Episode 100, you've reached a pretty big milestone for podcasting. Why do episode 101? Or episode 100, you've reached a pretty big milestone for podcasting. Why do episode 101?
I think to that I can say that there was a time in which it was just hard enough to, like, I don't want to say remember to do the podcast, but to, like, keep it up, you know? So I think... Hold on. Let me try this again.
Guy has a hard time keeping it up.
It was like a big deal. I think it was like a big deal when we got to episode 3. Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
Because I think the name of episode 3 was "We Did It," gobble gobble, or something like that. So I'm pretty sure that, like, just by virtue of us actually now doing this on a regular basis, I think we should just keep doing it. Because I don't know anything else at this point. I don't know not doing the podcast anymore. Is that too deep?
It may be an abusive relationship, but what if it's worse not in the abusive relationship?
I mean, the really fucked up thing is, if you think about it, doing this for 2.5 years, so many hundreds of hours of our lives have been sunk into this, like, little show at this point that it is a big part of our lives. So, like, when I don't do it for extended periods of time, like we haven't recorded in a couple weeks now because of traveling and stuff, I get really antsy and I look forward to it because it's like my one time to, like, really hang out and just, like, you know, vent with my friends. So that's, you know, it's important to me.
It was really strange to work on a bunch of podcasts that weren't just us talking.
Us.
You know,
yeah.
To do the BioWare ones, it was like a totally alternate universe. Kind of like in Saved by the Bell, where they work at the beach resort for the summer. It's like it's a weird
episode.
It is the same show, but it's like not the same show.
Notice that whole season the sun never shined? Did you notice that?
It makes sense.
They worked at this beach resort and the sun was never out. It was always overcast. What a horrible beach resort.
That's weird.
This is like, having known Scott a very long time, and we used to all say this in the band too, he's like the analogy guy that pulls out the weirdest analogies you've ever heard in your life. It's like, you know what this is like? It's like when you're in your car and you back up wrong and you're like, everybody's just like, what the fuck are you talking about, man? It's like the weirdest segues.
Everything kind of reminds me of something else.
I love it, though. It's always entertained me to no end. Yeah. I say we do episode 101 just because, you know, why the fuck not? We like doing this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm with you.
What would we be doing if we weren't doing this? What would you spend your time doing?
Probably my wife would love me more.
My wife would love me more,
wow,
too. I'd probably be doing, like, more folding and chores and things like that. So
I'd probably be writing more.
Hmm.
That's good.
That's a good thing.
Huh.
So I should stop doing this and start writing more?
No.
We're just saying that's respectable.
I'd actually probably start working out more. You guys make me fat.
Oh, what? Come on.
I'm blaming Scott, it on you.
Scott, what would you be doing?
Oh, I would be done with school. I mean, come on.
Give me a break. No, it's taken Scott 43 years to get through high school, and one of these days.
He's actually 60 years old. You'd never guess it.
I mean, if we weren't doing this podcast, I'd probably know who I was going to take to prom at this point. Come on.
Oh, life.
All right, so Kittler C says bone-in wings or boneless wings?
Oh, dear.
Bone-in.
I'm a bone-in guy.
Boneless, right here.
What?
Here, boneless.
Okay.
Bone-in. Someone else do the work for me.
So here, to coin a phrase of a friend of ours, here's the thing, you guys. Bone-in wings are wings, and boneless wings are tenders, right? Am I right?
Oh. Yeah.
So I prefer, I like chicken tenders.
Of course you do.
Right? Yeah.
Pansy.
So I guess I'm going to say chicken tenders, but not boneless wings.
Whatever, man. Bone in.
I'm going to say boneless and whatever Scott said.
Yeah.
There you go.
I like bone in because it sounds like bone in.
Yeah. I expected nothing else.
Boning it in today.
What?
Wow.
Wow, that was
great. Was both the best and worst pun I've ever heard.
I don't even know what that means.
I love it.
Oh, speak of the devil, Nate Hales at NHales 80 says, "Me or Peachy Anna? Best guess. I know the answer."
Oh.
Yeah, man. I mean, Anna's my bro. I'm sorry, dude.
I gotta go, Nate. Right?
Yeah,
we're
you
the
do.
Same person.
Yeah.
Hello, literally the same person.
Well, yeah. I never got to be on the podcast with Anna, so I am therefore need to say Nate.
There you go.
And I'm going to say Anna, so they tie and they don't fight and everyone's in love. Moving on.
Nicely done.
All right. This is just a note from our buddy Micah at MD Gary.
Our resident. Congrats. He's our resident, right?
He is. He says, congrats on 100 episodes, guys. That's huge. I hope you remake episode 1 in 3D.
Oh, wow.
That would be the grossest podcast ever created.
It would be.
Episode 1 of Nerd Rated NA in 3D.
Hey, I have a question for you guys. This is kind of funny. Do you guys ever shower for the podcast?
I have.
Even
I
though have we just before. Talk no. on Skype?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, I do
nope.
too.
Nope.
Hillary doesn't because she doesn't turn her camera on anymore.
Yeah.
No, you know why? I work from home, guys. This is legit.
So do I.
Yeah.
I'm in my pajamas. I like have no makeup on. It's the best thing ever.
I shower for work. Do you not, Hillary? Seriously? In all seriousness?
No, I don't.
Oh, man. I totally do. Why? I can't. I'm like in the worst mood if I don't shower in the morning and like show up like I'm out of job.
No, I always take a shower at lunchtime because I start my day at like sometimes I have conference calls at like 4 or 5 in the morning, and I need to wake up like 30 minutes ahead of time, make some coffee, and then you know pull my notes together or whatever, and then I'm on the phone literally from like 4 or 5 to like 11 or noon.
I can understand that. Yeah.
So then I take a shower.
I wasn't trying to say that you'd never shower. I was just wondering because like some people don't like some people work from home. Yeah. Perfect.
Oh man. I just was trying to tell you guys that sometimes I actually shower for this podcast, even though it makes no difference whatsoever.
I didn't shower today and I'm in a grumpy mood.
I just want to smell nice for you guys. Come on.
Grumpy mood.
Yeah.
So I Justin like, D at Justin, what?
No, go ahead. I was going to make fun of myself.
How did we go from 3D to showers?
I don't know.
Because it would be a gross podcast if we didn't. I assume that we were assuming that we didn't shower or something. I don't know.
Yeah, because we were all just huddled around a plastic table.
That's true.
Right?
Right.
So, pretty gross. It was like, it's like the darkest room in the world, too. It was very dungeon-like. Hmm.
I think we called it like the cave or the dungeon or something at that time.
It was.
So, at Justin wants to know who our favorite guest is.
Oh, favorite questions.
How do you play?
We can't say that, right? We're not allowed to do that, are we?
No, not really. How about this? Let's just
no.
Say
your favorite guest was me.
I was gonna say that.
That's what I was.
We all said that.
Everybody.
So Hillary's our favorite guest because she never left.
Oh,
yay!
Happy birthday!
And she sometimes returns our phone calls and emails.
Right?
Are you still doing that?
It's a callback joke. Come on.
Can we? We can probably, due to the hangout at PAX, throw Mylan in the list, right?
Yeah, she's a good pal.
She's a good pal.
She like lets me vent to her all the time.
Good,
about
good people.
So
friends forever.
Yeah.
Some more Saved by the Bell for you guys.
Wow,
it's
good.
They didn't have the Peach Pit, right? That was 90210.
Yeah, that
no,
was
but the, they had that weird
they
other.
Had the
what
Max.
Was it called?
The Max. Perfect.
Wow, that show.
Love it. All right. So our buddy Amanda, who's been doing some writing for us, which we appreciate, she says, I want to know more about Scott's research, but I know asking breaks the cardinal grad school rule. So is there anything you can say?
So now's the time, Scott. Let us know all of the top secret things.
Yes, I'm. My dissertation is actually about how to do better in Hero Academy. So actually this whole time I've been collecting data as we play Hero Academy. Obviously, all of you are my participants in the study. So,
oh, wow.
That's why I let you win all the time, is that I'm really just trying to analyze like strategies and whatnot, you know, as part of my research, right?
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're still gonna avoid this question.
I do. I research human beings interacting with robots. That's
a real answer.
That is a real answer.
That is actually so cool.
That is the realest he's been about it.
This
is my daytime job.
There you go. That's pretty fucking incredible.
So can humans grow to love machines?
Yeah, they already do.
No, like love.
Oh, well, I mean, like, do you mean like love in the
like love in the infatuation?
Yes.
Sense.
Yeah, they already do.
Like, really?
Yes.
Because do robots have personalities?
People,
I read this.
People project personality. Yes, that's what they do.
Huh.
You mean to tell me, Hillary, there's no machines in your drawer next to your bed that you love?
Oh, man.
I am not answering that question.
Sometimes it's a wonder that we do have such a strong female audience. And
they know I'm kidding.
I'm happy for all of the listeners that stuck around to make it this long into this episode just to hear that. See you guys. This is where the magic happens towards the end, right?
Yep.
Here.
Yeah. Yep. By the way, this is no longer the Gentleman Podcast.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
That was 99
we
only.
Managed. Yeah, we managed the gentlemanness.
We did.
Sort of. Scott managed my gentlemanness.
Whoa.
Anyways.
So, Jushin asks, "What would you like to see? Wait." What would you like to see? What to the show site? Hold on.
I mean, just fix it up.
Just fix it.
I think the question is, what would you like to see or do or see or whatever in the next 100 episodes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
On the show or the site?
That's
the show or the site.
Like, what do we see? We're looking into the depths of the future. In the year 2000, if you will, what would we like to see on this podcast?
Year 2000!
Wow. Let's start with Matt. Matt, what do you want to see in the next 100 episodes?
Man, I like that. I'm like a technical guy, so I really like that Scott is like getting very good at our production and the show gets kind of more personality on its own because of it, I feel like. Yeah. And I enjoyed that, so I like to see that grow. And of course, I'd love to get more guests and more people that like, you know, that the people that listen want to hear, you know. I mean, it's not like we love talking to each other, but we also like talking to other people to get insight into the industry or whatever it might be. And then on the site, I'd like to see There's secret fingers tapping secrets. things that are going to be worked on that'll hopefully make stuff better. I'd like to see, like, I want to have curated stuff on the site so that we can have pages full of curated content for people to see, interact with. And I want to get more interaction with people too. I want to get more, like, back and forth. We get a little bit, and I'd like to keep that growing. So,
agreed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you, Ash?
I always kind of loved, like, the thrill of the hunt of getting people on the show. And sometimes, like, I mean, a lot of people don't see this, but it'll be like months and months of like emailing and like not necessarily pestering, but just having conversations with people to try and figure out like when they can come. So I love that. I love that aspect of it. And I want to keep getting more and more people on the show. And I guess if I were to set it up, I would say probably every, you know, third or fourth episode, maybe have a guest of some sort on, and make them different, you know, and people that maybe we wouldn't have gotten before, just to kind of mix things up for the next 100. And I definitely want to get some more music, maybe people to make more stuff for us. Like, not our intro will always be our intro. I love it, but I mean, we've been using a lot of the same like tracks for our bumpers and stuff, which our friends made for us, and they're fucking awesome.
Or Matt made them.
And Matt's a friend.
Yeah, right.
Not anymore. Jeez.
And I'd love to see more of that. And I don't know. I love the idea of just expanding and having fun. So yeah.
Hillary, what about you?
I can sum up mine in two words. Katie Sackhoff.
Oh, Katie Sackhoff. Working on it.
Whoa.
Yay.
Wow, you did not give me enough time to think of something with your answer. I really like sort of be a part of like the evolution of this, where it just started out as, you know, it was just like a blog and a podcast, and then we started adding things and doing things and talking to people and then going to conventions as media, and it's sort of now become like more of an experience, and like I'm just interested to see where that goes. And you know, of course I love editing the podcast and doing all that stuff. Like that's a blast, and I like to come up with, you know, all the shenanigans we cause, which lead to wacky ideas. It's kind of like one idea from somebody like leads to another idea that we all put together, and then like that leads to something else. So I feel like sort of that growth is the exciting part for me, is what I'm looking forward to. And I would also like to have a Super Mario Brothers style rap song about our podcast too, from the 80s. If I could just throw that in right now.
Dreams do come true.
For anyone that's ever seen the Super Mario Brothers Super Show from the
What
from
he's
the
saying
80s.
Is, if you are a rapper and you listen, please get in touch with us. We have a task.
Yeah, but it's got to be hokey. It's got to be hokey, totally hokey. Oh!
Nice.
Oh, wow.
This is Liara Tassoni, and I'd like to congratulate NerdAppropriate.com on your 100th episode. By the goddess.
Okay, guys, we are back with our Nerd Appropriate Question of the Week, also known as the Naquato. And this one's a little bit of a special one because we asked you guys to answer our Naquato. And it's a little weird because we normally, when we have a guest on, we ask what's known as the Nerd Appropriate Signature Question. And the Nerd Appropriate Signature Question is, what's your secret nerdy hobby or passion that you might almost be a little embarrassed of, but you're going to talk about it with us anyway? And we got some pretty awesome responses, and I think we're actually going to reveal some of our nerdy hobbies or passions for the very first time.
Ugh.
So, yeah. So it's going to be interesting.
Even Hillary.
Yuck. Yeah.
I don't even. I want to know what it is now. Jeez. Let's start with Hillary.
No, let's not start with her.
Okay.
All right. So right. Jessie Lamb, okay. She's awesome. She says, I have a thing for art books from animation, movies, games, some of which are rare or out of print, about 3 bookshelves worth. Awesome. I've actually destroyed 1 bookshelf from sheer weight of books, but it was an IKEA shelf, so it may as well have deserved it.
Ugh. It sure did.
Yeah, I can't even talk. Going to be hell to move them around if I live abroad. Ooh, is she moving abroad?
I don't know. We'll see.
I too have a love of books, and it is hell to move them long distances. I agree. I got rid of a lot of them when I moved, but I love that. It's awesome because I collect a bunch of art, like design books and stuff, and animation books. I've always loved the artwork in them. It's gorgeous.
And to be fair, IKEA shelves may not be the most robust. So there you go.
They've got some decently robust ones, all right?
Some
let's not knock.
Here.
We may one day be sponsored by IKEA, all right? It's possible.
Hey, they're Swedish. I'm supposed to love them.
Yeah.
I love their horse meatballs.
Wow.
In the weirdest reversal, I was reading about IKEA the other day, and I thought it was an Onion article because it said IKEA recalls... it wasn't their meatballs. It was something else. It was like IKEA recalls. Maybe it wasn't meatballs. IKEA recalls their meatballs due to pork being found in them. And I was like, what? And then it was like a different country that, you know, doesn't eat pork as regularly. So they freaked out about it.
I'm pretty sure Ash concatenated the wrong 2 words in that sentence. I'm pretty sure. I think he said he likes their horse meat balls.
Yeah.
Instead
of we all know what he meant.
Instead of the horse meatballs.
Wait, hold on. Did you just say gargle?
What?
Okay, by the way, the reason you should all love IKEA is they have the best commercial on YouTube. Just look for something called the IKEA cat commercial.
Oh, the IKEA.
It's the best.
They released like 20 cats in IKEA one night and just let them hang out.
Yeah,
that's
it's amazing.
Cool. That's pretty cool. All right, so the next one is from our good buddy Natalie, also known as the Stumpy Nat. And she says, this is tough. I'm pretty open about my nerdy hobbies these days. But when I was growing up, I used to show dogs with a 4-H.
Wow.
We had West Highland White Terriers growing up, and the obedience training turned into that. I even won the county fair once. I was runner-up the other 3 times. That's incredible.
That's incredible.
Wow. Love that.
That is amazing. I had no idea that she was a dog person in that fashion. So it just reminds me of Best in Show and like how absurd all of that is. So I don't know if that's
totally... That's a lot. It's a lot of work. My grandma was a breeder, and she showed dogs... like Lhasa Apso dogs, which have lots of hair. It's a lot of work.
Oh yeah,
they like had to buy an RV just to go around to all the shows.
That's incredible. Did they have like a mural of their dog painted on the RV, like Thor, like a little like terrier?
No.
Oh man.
No, but no, there was all kinds of pictures of my grandma holding up the ribbons and stuff. The professional photos with the dog all nice and groomed. It's kind of cool now looking back. Like I have all these pictures of my grandma and these beautiful dogs. Like it's pretty cool.
Let me ask you this. If one of the best airbrush artists in the world came to your house and knocked on the door and said, I want to airbrush Stoli on your car, what would you say?
Awesome. Which car?
On Dave's car.
That's the more expensive car. So I'd say no. He can totally do it on my car though.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
This is now a stunt, a podcast stunt.
And it has to have it like super loopy letters, Stoli.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the flea market, and that's going to be the best airbrush artist in the world.
Let's just get her a pair of JNCOs and have it like airbrushed onto those.
Yeah. Oh, man. Can't wait.
So, Ash, out it.
Oh, me. Oh, mine. Oh, geez.
Oh, me. Oh, my.
Okay, I guess it's weird. In the past couple of years, I mean, this is like almost like a borderline weird obsession thing. I'm addicted to email. Like, I check my email. Like, I can't even tell you how many times a day. And it's all really started when I started doing like a lot of the social media things for our site and like, you know, kind of playing with the Twitter and all that stuff. I can't even tell you. Like, I check my email sometimes in the middle of the night. I'll wake up at 3 in the morning and I'll like lean over and like check my phone and like read my email and then like go back to sleep.
I think we have to have an intervention.
It's really fucked up. Well, no,
I know. I do that for work, but I'm certainly not enjoying it.
I enjoy it though. I get so excited in the morning when I wake up and I can check like Twitter and my email. I'm like, yay! And like that's awesome to me.
There was a point earlier on in the site's existence when like I remember Scott was hanging out with you a few times, and he actually said something to me later. He was like, "Does Ash just like not like hanging out?" And I was like, "Why?" He's like, "I don't know. Sometimes like he'll be talking and we'll be talking, and then he'll just like check out of the conversation entirely and start looking at his phone." And I'm like, "That's just how he interacts with you."
when did we talk about this?
This was it was like you guys went to, I totally do that.
I get in trouble with my wife all the time because we'll be at dinner, like eating, and I'll be like food in one hand and like phone in the other, and she'll be talking to me, and I'll just be like nodding, like I don't know what the fuck you're saying right now.
I mean, this would have been a couple years ago, Scott.
Okay.
But yeah, I concur to Ash's use of his phone. I did not know he enjoyed it that much, but
it brings me joy.
You want to read the next one?
Sure. So we got a reply from Ashley Birch, who was on the show, and she says, "I'd like to help, but I actually don't know if I have an answer to this question. All the super nerdy stuff I do, people already know about." And that's pretty true. I like D&D, but congratulations on the 100th episode. That's awesome. So that was nice of her to get back to us. She is super cool and supportive, so thanks to Ashley Birch.
It was fun having her on. I remember that when she first saw the show notes, she thought that we were making her do all of the reviews.
Oh, I remember that.
We assigned her, yeah.
That was really funny.
But it's because we marked them all as Ash, and it was like, oh.
Here's special guest. Go play these games.
Yeah, you demand it.
Yeah. She was hilarious, though. I liked her.
Cool.
Yeah.
We'll have to have her back on one day.
How about you, Scott?
I mean, I don't know what you don't already know.
It's a trap.
Yeah, I do. I am obsessed with Admiral Akbar, and I collect a lot of Admiral Akbar stuff because he's a boss. And
say he's a bosk?
And you know, he's a boss.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. What else? I guess this isn't a secret anymore, but I've always kind of wished I could dance.
Oh man.
You know. So that's probably not surprising now.
You know, Ash and I are just waiting for the okay, right? That's all.
Yeah, this needs to.
We just need an okay from somebody in this group, and
oh, I know. I just don't even know what to do with it. But when I was younger, I used to be really obsessed with that show Roundhouse that was on SNICK on Nickelodeon at night. You remember that?
I remember the show. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, I would, like, I tried to learn the dance that they did at the end of every episode. Like, I was like, yeah, I can do this, you know, that kind of thing. But I don't know. I always thought it was cool. Like, I've always been sort of envious of people that could dance well and wish I could dance well also.
Interesting.
So I guess that's my nerdy hobby or passion is wishing to dance.
You are a Dance Central machine.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Grumble.
All right. So Mylin Barrows, who is a really good friend of ours that we've talked about a lot already, said, "I sometimes design geek knitting patterns like the Cunning Jane hat and Sackboy from Little Big Planet."
Oh, you got to be careful. You can't do that Jane hat anymore.
I know.
Sucks.
Think about it on Facebook.
Yeah.
You get sued.
Mm. But that's cool. I'd like one.
Yeah. Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a good one from director Sean Hackett, writer Sean Hackett. He says, "Sean Hackett's new love. Some of my things aren't even nerdy anymore. I've met deviant artists and hired them for jobs. I've read fan fiction, but maybe this one makes your list. For last year, I've been studying magic.
Whoa!
Oh.
I started it for a screenplay, but then it became its own thing. When I'm too early for a meeting or eating lunch by myself, I've been performing and practicing magic tricks for anyone who will watch. Not only does it create a new connection with complete and utter stranger, but it brings me back to what I love about storytelling. There's that 0.005 seconds between a person getting surprised and their heart rate speeding blood through the brain and their mouths to display a laugh." That's a great
amazing.
Answer.
That's an amazing answer.
He is a magical wizard, that Sean Hackett. You guys met him briefly, right? Didn't you come out to the his screening? Somebody did?
I don't think I got to.
You don't think you got to?
No.
He's an awesome guy. I can't wait to see what he makes next. He'll probably let us go out and like work for free if you want to go. If you want to go work on a movie for free.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Work on a movie for free.
I want double what we get for this podcast.
Well, I know, yeah, for real.
Right? Exactly. Negative lots of things. Hillary.
Oh, man.
You're up. It's going to happen eventually, man.
Yeah, I know. I used to be I have two things. So to Scott's point, I actually used to be in musical theater. So I took like ballet and tap and jazz. And then I took singing lessons and was an opera singer for a while.
Awesome.
And performed on shows. So that's kind of nerdy. But I think the thing that I do now that's super nerdy that nobody except maybe like a tiny handful of people know about this about me.
Uh-oh.
I love to I love to run around the house singing Disney characters.
Whoa, that's cool.
And I'm not even joking. Like Little Mermaid, like Belle from Beauty and the Beast. Like I sing that stuff all the time and it drives Dave crazy.
That's awesome though. That's really actually pretty cool.
Yeah, do you do voices for different princesses or do you just sing in your own voice?
Oh, of course. No. I do them.
That's awesome.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
You may have to demonstrate one of these days when you feel comfortable.
You should work as a character at Disneyland.
I'm too tall.
It's true.
No, but like I literally used to win talent shows from my, like apparently I sound a lot like Ariel when I sound like Ariel.
That's
or when
cool.
I'm trying. Yeah, okay. So I do Ariel really well and apparently like Belle. I do really well. The other ones are a suspect, but I try.
Nice. I like it.
Yep. So I'm a Disney princess at heart.
That is awesome.
It is awesome.
Okay, so Chris Jenkins says, by the way, my secret nerdery, making up lyrics to everything.
Dude, who doesn't do that? This is amazing. I want
to
hear
this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that quite often, especially with my pets.
Yeah.
Well, we already know that Matt does peanut butter and jelly get in my belly.
Oh, yeah. Matt makes up songs all the time.
Food, animals, it doesn't matter what it is. I will sing songs about everything.
Did you guys ever watch Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, that my favorite part was when they had to do the singing. I love that.
That was pretty funny.
It's good times.
All right, so last on the list for our Nikwato responses is Anorax Oasis, who says, I have over 500 movies. My weird obsession is that the cases must be perfect and in order.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
All right. I have every achievement.
I just organized all my games into alphabetical order. They were by theme before, and people were losing it, so I had to switch it.
Oh, and then you can do by color next.
Oh, man.
Color of the spine.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that'd be incredible.
All right, guys, we'll be right back with...
Hey, I didn't do mine.
Oh, you didn't do yours. Oh, my gosh.
Aww. I thought you did. Oh, my gosh.
No, it's fine. I'll just leave, guys.
We're terrible.
Whatever.
We're terrible
people.
I thought
you did yours already. Sorry.
No, I politely asked everyone else on the podcast about theirs, and no one brought up me. You know, whatever. This is just par for the course. I quit, guys.
Oh, no.
No, you can't. No, you can't. You have to tell us. Up.
You got to do it.
Wait, hold on. I'm quit.
No, come back. We'll pay you double.
It didn't work. It's like this.
Foley theater.
Oh, God.
All right. So what's your thing?
God, after all that, I don't wish I had like a really solid answer. So we display so many of our nerdy things, right? So it's like I feel like I just have to out something that people that wouldn't know from listening to the podcast what we do, but you guys would probably all know. But like, let's see. I have a huge obsession with popular rap music.
Yeah, you do.
And I actually know the lyrics to like a ton of rap songs for unknown reasons.
Are you like the guy in Office Space at the very first scene where he's like riding in his car with the loud rap music on and then he rolls up the window?
So I don't roll up the window, but yeah. So my new karaoke song is Dirt Off Your Shoulder by Jay-Z.
That's awesome.
Nice.
I swear to God, there's video of me doing it and it's okay. I'm okay. I'm not Jay-Z. I'm not going to say I'm Jay-Z, but I'm okay.
Dude, you got to demonstrate your skills.
No, there's no. You didn't sing like a princess. I'm not rapping.
It sounds
on the podcast.
Like Nerd Appropriate needs to organize a karaoke
night. I totally
night.
Checked my phone, by the way.
Yes, you did, because I started talking. Grumbles.
We should have a karaoke night at PAX Prime. That should be the next nap.
Oh, dude, I'm totally in for that. Karaoke, that like I love it. Love it, love it.
I could do that. I could do karaoke. I my rap is offensive, though, because I don't edit it. Just so, as long as everybody knows.
You're legit.
I'm legit, but yeah. I'm also a white dude, and I say horrible things that white people shouldn't say. So.
Parental advisory.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still think you should do it right now.
Yeah, probably not going to. I'll do it if you sing a princess song.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Let's go ahead and wrap up the podcast.
There we go. Stalemate.
I'll sing a princess song.
No one wants to hear you sing a princess song.
Did you ever hear the wolf cry?
I love that one.
Yeah, the wolf cry from above.
That's not it.
I don't know the words.
Just making up lyrics now.
It's I'm not gonna. Oh, do you really? The thing is, I know it's gonna sound like crap, like on my mic.
You don't have to. I know it's the mic. It's fine. You don't have to.
Save it for a future.
I don't
podcast.
Really want to rap, so
yeah,
I would say.
You think the only people who are people. Are the people who look and think like you? Yeah,
that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, that's perfect.
But I know every rock and okay, I won't do it anymore.
Happy birthday!
Yeah,
yeah. Happy birthday!
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm gonna record a rap and send it to Hillary.
Yes,
for her birthday.
I'm a big
what
fan.
Am I getting
a rap?
Yes, do it.
I said I'm gonna record one and send it to you.
Yeah, I said yes. Do it.
I said I'm going to record. No, I'm just kidding.
What is
I said with? Yes! Do it!
Wrap it up, Ash. You're about
all
to.
Right,
wrap it up,
guys.
Ash. That's what you're born to do.
What to do. All right. So that is, strangely, the end of episode 100. Guys, thank you so, so, so much. I can't even really express. I don't want to get super serious, but... doing something like this has been a huge, dream come true for me personally. I love doing creative stuff, and I know these guys do too. Uh-huh. And the fact that we have people that listen to us every week and tell us they enjoy our stupid stories and appreciate the reviews that we do and the things that we talk about, it means a lot. And we will be around for a very, very long time. We don't foresee us going anywhere. Huge thanks to everyone who's helped us out along the way. And I started literally making a list, but it got to be way too big, so I didn't. So I'm just going to thank everyone at once and say, hey, if you're ever on the show, or if you listen to the show, or if you've written for us or hung out with us at conventions or tweeted at us, thank you so, so much. Like, we absolutely love doing this. Everything we do is completely DIY. It's all out of pocket, and we do it because we love it. And you guys are so fucking awesome for hanging out with us and participating. And thank you. So.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
I like that.
I don't think it could have been stated any better.
No, that was perfect.
Everything you
Thumbs
said.
Up.
Thanks. And so, of course, there are some specific shout outs for people that have made our journey that much more exciting and a lot easier for us. Number one, of course, is Mr. Jimmy Henson, who, gosh, does anyone remember how long ago he wrote our theme song? Like, what episode-ish?
I just looked it up, too.
I think it was
in the 60s,
50.
Right? Yeah, it was in the 60s.
It was after 50. Yeah, it was in the 60s.
Yeah, so big thanks to Jimmy Henson, the gentleman who wrote our theme song. You can find all his music at biggiantcircles.com or Bandcamp /biggiantcircles, I believe. And he is awesome. He's a super giving guy. He wrote our music for free. And just did it because he's an awesome person. So big thanks to Jimmy Henson. Thanks to our sister podcast, Reset Transmission, who have always been unbelievably supportive. And they, and you know, just from reflecting tonight, they kind of jumped into our circle the same time as Hillary. So they've been around for quite a while, and we've been on each other's podcasts, and we think they're great and talented and awesome. So thanks to the folks at Reset Transmission. Mm-hmm. And also thanks to Team Banana Punch High Command for being fun and funny and also being incredibly articulate with their love of games. I love that. And Mylin from Gorgeous Robot. O's. Why did I write Robatos?
Robatos.
I was trying to trip somebody up because I didn't realize I'd be reading this, and then I tripped myself.
Your name
up.
Is on the show notes.
I know. I'm like, I'm going to write Gorgeous Robatos, and it'll be funny. So Mylon Barrows from Gorgeous Robot, thank you for being a good friend. Travel down the road and back again.
Yeah. Last one goes to BioWare for being amazing and letting us record the podcast content sure. that we put out this week. And just, you know, for being really cool and supporting us.
They've been a big part of our podcast lives.
They really have. And, you know, we were talking about earlier, but we dove really heavily into Mass Effect 2 on episode 2 of our podcast. And we've been talking about it in almost every single episode since, in some capacity. And since then, they have, you know, there are a lot of members of the Mass team that, like, I can now just talk to on a regular basis that are the coolest people ever, that I have so much respect for, that are so creative, and they're supportive of us, and they you know, like what we do, which is so incredibly flattering because we talk about, you know, butts and crotches all the time. Yeah,
they in no way, like, it's not like a payment or anything, you know, it's just cool. It's just a good partnership that I feel like we've grown over the time.
I mean, they're definitely, you know, they're good to their fans, and we, you know, first and foremost are fans, and we just happen to have a show that we can talk about their stuff. So they've been really nice to us.
For sure.
And I wanted to say 39 episodes of Big Giant Circles at the beginning of our show now.
Wow.
61. 61 was the first one.
That's crazy.
Wow. That's awesome.
Come a long way, you guys.
All right.
Here's to at least 25 more.
At least.
At wow. least.
Yeah.
Let's aim high at 25.
Well, I think we already promised Katie Sackhoff between 101 and 201, so we'll see.
We promised it.
Okay. I think we promised it to me. I think
promised it to Hillary.
Oh man, yeah. I never said promise. I said I'm working on it.
Okay.
Baby steps. Baby steps.
And it must happen.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll just get her to send you a text. How's that?
Okay.
A text or a sex?
If we get,
whoa.
If we get Katie Sackhoff, we've gotten Alessandra Torresani, right? Is that how you say her name?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've gotten – where's my – what about me? What about this guy right here?
Yeah.
What do I get?
What do you want to see?
Well, yeah. Who do you want?
I don't know. I don't like people, I guess.
He wants a robot.
You would want a comedian. You would want somebody
– would. Like Louis C.K. or.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I am. Hi.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Can I ask Ian Somerhalder?
No.
Oh.
Can't make two requests. Only one.
Nope.
Well, you didn't have one.
Oh, geez. We're going off the rails.
What are you taking my request?
Yeah. Nothing left on the table over here.
Then I'm out.
Well, Matt is fully quitting, and I think Ash pretty much expressed what we needed to express, but. It means a whole lot to us that you guys listen and talk with us and engage with us. And we love doing this, and we're going to keep doing it. So thank you so much. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah, thank you very much, guys. This has been
bye, everyone. Awesome. Totally cut you off, and I'm so sorry.
Why not? You know, just what?
Like, he's talking.
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
So, Chris Jenkins at Quaglip 18S, similar kind of answer here. Congrats on it.
That's just the time.
That was the time he put it in.
Oh. All right. Quaglip. Yay. Okay, sorry about that.
Congrats. Fuck yourself, San Diego. Continue.
Stay classy. Okay.